In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the second chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you still see it in some shows and movies, but we live it in everyday life. When tragedy strikes, when an intense evil is experienced, when immense suffering is endured, when deep loss is felt, when a person is at the end of his rope, when you are at your lowest point. Then the cry rings out, "Where are you, God? Don't you love me? Don't you care about me? Are you even listening to my prayers? Please, God, just give me a sign." And then we go looking for something spectacular, like lightning striking the earth, or a brilliant star in the sky, or some unmistakable event that will once and for all put all doubts to rest, that God is real, that he loves us, that he listens to us, and that he will be able to answer our prayers. But it so rarely happens. And when it does, what would we point to? A bush that burns but is not consumed? Smoke and fire on a cloud of a mountain? Manna on the ground every morning? Would that be enough for you? And look at the signs that God does give. In Isaiah 7, Ahaz is worried about two united armies gathering against war for Judah. And God tells him not to worry, but to ask for a sign. Make it as deep as Sheol, the place of the dead, or as high as the heavens, the place of above. But Ahaz says, "I will not put the Lord God to the test. I will not ask for a sign." So God says, "Why do you weary me? I will give you a sign then. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son. You shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Okay, the virgin part is pretty impressive, but a child? A child called Emmanuel? That's God's sign that he will give to his people to show that he listens to our prayers, that he loves his people, that he hears us and is with them? That's the sign he's going to give to the shepherds who are out keeping watch over their flock by night. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." What kind of a sign is that? The manger is sort of weird, but a baby as a sign? That's something that happens thousands of times a day. A baby wrapped in the same cloth that a newborn would have been wrapped in then? I mean, God, if you want people to know that you are real, that you love them, that you listen to their prayers, and that you want them to take your salvation seriously, you might do a little better than a baby. But there is nothing powerful, impressive, or spectacular about a baby. And Mary gave birth the way any other woman would, not silently, but in a stable in a manger. And that is not particularly holy. But this is the sign of God with us, weak, helpless, completely dependent, the same way each one of us entered the entire world. And that fact is no one ever would have taken God's sign of presence if they had not been told. Mary was told, Joseph was told, the shepherds were told, even the Magi, who followed the star and never would have made it to Bethlehem if the scribes in Jerusalem hadn't pointed them in the right direction. The reality is that the greatest signs that God gives to us that he is real, that he loves us, and that he is with us, is not some sort of sign that you would see or want, some natural phenomenon of significance. God's sign seems pretty ordinary. And we wouldn't notice them or believe in them or accept them if God did not tell us. All of God's signs are about one thing. You know what they're about? His word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. A virgin shall conceive. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Go and find him. He is born in Bethlehem. Behold, the life-giving tree on which was hung the salvation of the world. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them, forgive them, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body and blood shed for you in holy communion for the forgiveness of all your sins. Not spectacular, not particularly impressive, unnoticed by those who cannot see and unheard by those who cannot hear. But these are God's signs. so that you and I do not have to wonder about where God is, or if he is real, or if he loves you. Simply listen. Hear the word of the Lord proclaimed to you here in church every Sunday. Receive his signs so that you will know where to find your Emmanuel, God with you, and to worship him. He comes to you in the midst of this valley of tears and this veil of sorrows we call life. He comes to you in the midst of assaults and accusations of the devil, amidst sinful perversion, conflict, impatience, anger, hatred, war, neglect of others, sedition, rebellion, discord, strife, amid cancer, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, Alzheimer's, dementia, multiple sclerosis, amid lives that never quite become what we think they ought to be, amid your evil and sad, angry thoughts, bitter words and actions. Today, Jesus comes to repentant sinners, you who believe in him. He comes here to church tonight to remind you once again that God is not angry at you. He is not looking to punish you, you who repent of your sins and call upon his name. God has not forgotten about you. He has not left you. He has not forsaken you. He has loved you with an everlasting love. He has suffered for you. He has bled for you. He has died for you. He has engraved you on the palms of his hands with his own precious blood. He has paid the price for your sin. Justice has been served. Today, the guilty are declared righteous. He has borne their burden, your burden. Jesus has done it all, and all that he has done has been for you. It is finished. God and sinners are reconciled. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find him, not in a manger anymore, as a little baby, not on the cross anymore, as a dying God-man, but here in church, under the sign of water, so that you know how his death and resurrection come to you. He will be found under the sign of words, so that you know where forgiveness is to be found. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He will be found under the signs of bread and wine, so that you know where his body and blood may be found, where God is present for you here in time in 2023. We ask for signs from God. And the truth is, God has given them to us. Maybe not the ones you want, maybe not the ones you would have chosen, but he has given his own divine signs nonetheless. And it is in this way that we know his amazing love for us. Here in these signs, we see our Emmanuel, God with us, veiled in word and water and bread and wine, in this veil of tears, in this valley of sorrows we call life. Quit asking for God to give you a sign. He already has. So come, all you faithful saints of the living God. Come here to church weekly and receive his signs. Worship him where he has promised to be. Come and receive Bethlehem, Golgotha, Easter, Pentecost, Ascension, and eternity, all given to you here in a moment of time. This is where heaven comes down to earth. This is where the crucified, risen, ascended, and reigning Christ is for you and for your salvation. Merry Christmas. Amen.